Blog Talk Radio.
I want to thank a
about what has been going on, what is coming up, what is going on in the future. We've got a lot of barbecue action coming up. I'm so excited about that. Just can't wait to talk about it. I want y'all to call in. This is the show that's all about you and the Cube, baby. We want you to call in. Be the barbecue superstar tonight. We want to hear what's going on in your barbecue world. As always, I know everybody's got something good to talk about. It's time to let's smoke roll. Let's talk smoke with Chris Chadwick. I want to start off by thanking all my sponsors. You know, as well as I do, without sponsors, it makes the barbecue life very difficult. I am very thankful to have sponsors on board this year. I'm excited about all my sponsors. I've just got some other things coming up, some big-time sponsors coming into works. I've got some big-time sponsors. I'm sure proud to have them all. And I want to first thank Daryl Mast, the Barbecue Superstars, for giving me the opportunity to come on the show, have a show, talk barbecue with all my friends. Doesn't matter, from Tennessee to Texas to Missouri, Kentucky, California. We talk barbecue all over the nation, and that's one thing we all have in common, is that good old sweet smell of smoke and that sweet sauce and that money meat. That's what we all talk. We all love to talk barbecue, for sure. BarbecueSuperstars.com, go to that website, check it out. It is a dynamite website. Let me tell you, everything that you need or want is on this site. You can look up anything, virtually anything that you would like to look up, prep, any kind of flavor profile. He has thousands of videos on YouTube, some awesome dynamite coverage of some of the top cooks in the nation. It's just, I could talk 2 hours about BarbecueSuperstars.com. What's new and exciting on BarbecueSuperstars.com right now is the new live TV. Daryl has got basically a media production going on at these barbecue competitions now. I know in Florida, he's on the road constantly. He's hitting it in Florida. He's hitting it in Georgia, South Carolina. He comes to Tennessee. He goes to Mississippi. He is on the road all the time, covering barbecue events, and he has got some dynamite equipment. Now he's got live coverage, some awesome information. Go to BarbecueSuperstars.com, sign up for live television. You will not be disappointed. You never know. You might be the next barbecue superstar that's on Barbecue Superstars live TV. So go to Barbecue Superstars, check it out, sign up, become a member. It's a great thing. I guarantee you, you will always go back to it during your lunch break, during your supper break, at home, before you go to work, in the morning, before breakfast. It's got dynamite information. Also want to thank Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce, Mr. Bill Arnold, my barbecue brother. He takes care of me. It's a dynamite product. Go to blueshog.com. I'm sure you can get Blues Hog all over the country, all over the world for that matter. But we want to give a big shout out to Bill. Hope everything's going well. Take care of yourself, brother. Call in anytime. Also, we've got Maverick Industries on board, the Maverick Pro Camp InstaRead probes, wireless remote, digital gauges. I've got a new one that measures temp on the meat, temp in the pit, wireless, awesome, awesome piece. Go to MaverickIndustries.com, check them out, order some stuff, tell them Chris Chadwick sent you. Hey, you never know, you might even get a little discount right there. Also, MeatRake.com, if you've not ever had a meat rake and you're busting butts, you busting shoulders, you pulling that meat, especially when it's hot, if you've got you a pair of meat rakes, let me tell you, they're going to crack, they're going to pull that meat right apart, shred it up, in no time, and your hands are not going to be on fire and fingertips aren't going to be burnt up. Go to meatrake.com. Tell them Chris Chadwick of Let's Talk Smoke Show sent you, and they will hook you up. Also, one of our newest sponsors, Grill Great. Awesome, awesome, awesome. What can I say? I'm just so thankful to have all these wonderful sponsors on board this year. It's a blessing to have them all. Check that product out. It's dynamite. Everything grills great with Grill Great. Go to Grill Great. Order your Grill Great. He's got all types of sizes to hook you up. Tell him Chris Chadwick sent you again. You never know, guys. Just use a product like me. I promote, I support everybody, everything barbecue, whatever it is. If you need got an event you want to broadcast, if you got ideas, you want to talk smoke, you want to talk flavor profiles, call into this show. The number is 347-202-0263. And I would love to get you on the air. We will have a good old barbecue conversation. We have a good time here. We love to talk anything barbecue, and we support everything barbecue. That's what it's all about here. Nothing negative, everything positive is my slogan. We're going to keep it that way until the cows come home or until the pigs start flying. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, guys, we've got some callers on board here. Let me see if I can cue them in and welcome them to the show tonight. Like I say, I'm glad to be here helping Chad out. Caller 719-358, you're live with Chris Chadwick. Who we got?
Hey, Chris, it's Roy.
Roy Powell, Assault from the Sky Barbecue. Welcome to the show tonight. How are you doing?
Oh, not too bad. Trying to get over a cold up here, but other than that, not doing too bad.
Well, how's the weather in Colorado right now?
Well, it was supposed to be in the 40s today, but it never reached over 31. And freezing sleet and snow this morning. I don't know where that came from.
Well, brother, it's got to get better soon, you know?
Yeah, it's sun's kind of peeking out a little bit now. Supposed to be in the 70s, I think, by this weekend.
Awesome. That's dynamite weather. I know that's what they're predicting down in Tupelo, Mississippi for the big cooks. I can't wait to get down there. We're going to have a big time. We're going to have a big, big time. I know it was about 55 degrees here today. It was frost and cold this morning, but the temp come up and really nice here in Tennessee. So I'm excited about this weekend. I'm excited about, you know, we had a big show last Wednesday night. If you missed out on it, you know, we had a lot of good information on the Tupelo barbecue duel. We had the event organizers on. Had some just, you would not believe, some off-the-chart numbers for the show last week. I was so proud of that. I mean, it was just crazy. You know, it was
Yeah,
big.
I was wanting to call in, but we had a meeting get changed to that night, so we had to go back on to post that evening for a meeting for about an hour, hour and a half, so I totally missed out.
Well, Roy, you support us all the time. We try to support you in every way we can. We sure appreciate you calling. And I understand it's hard to sit and call and listen to a show all the time. I know you, but you know, you got a place right here. You always got a spot on the show. So we're glad to have you. Let me cue these other callers in and see who else we have live tonight and see if our board's working like money. So pretty fast. It's right in queue. We've got a caller, 806-543. Who have we got? You live with Chris Chadwick.
Hey, Chris, you hear me?
Yeah.
What's going on, brother?
Show.
John.
Hey, man, how's it going tonight?
I'm just kicking back.
Well, that is all right. John Reeves, the Smoking X Barbecue from Lubbock. Ain't it, John? Lubbock, Texas.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we're in Lubbock.
I try to keep up with all my cities and all my states. I know John just come off a big event there in San Antonio. this past weekend, and I mean, I think he experienced some weather like we all have in the past, a little rain, a lot of rain, a little mud, a lot of mud. You know, it's pretty killer. It's rough stuff. I know we've got, you know, we just have to grin and bear it and tough it out. That's all I know to do. What about you? That's what you did, wasn't it?
Just to get our teeth and just kind of plow through. There wasn't any other way to do it. You know, I mean, we had to start fighting our pit about 3 o'clock in the morning, but, you know, we survived.
Well, I hear you, brother. I hear you. Sometimes you wonder, hey, you going to survive to the morning? But, I mean, we pull through. It's tough, though.
Yeah, we survived it, but it was definitely a learning experience. It's definitely a learning experience.
Yeah, you know, learning experience. I'm glad you brought that up. It is a learning experience every time we go cook. I mean, it doesn't matter how many times you go to a competition, you're learning something the next one you go to. I guarantee it. You know, it's we had a cook. We might talk a little about the rib shootout. We had the TBA, first annual rib shootout we had a couple weeks ago, which we had winter storm advisory, snowing and strong winds and cold. But we persevered, we cooked, and we had a great time, had a good turnout for the weather, especially them calling for winter snow advisory warnings. But I learned a lot that day, too. We just constantly learning.
Ours wasn't near as bad as yours, but you know, our biggest deal was we're used to having a little bit of wind, and, man, the wind just stopped. And then it started drizzling, and, you know, of course, 3 o'clock in the morning, you start wondering what the world's going on, you know.
Oh, yeah. I know. It's killer, and it's hard. It's hard, especially if you're using a good old-fashioned stick burner. You know, that changes as the temperature changes. You know, those stick burners are pretty dependable as long as you keep them stoked and keep that fire rolling.
Well, that was our biggest deal. We had a good, you know, we were rolling good and holding a constant temperature, and the wind just stopped. It started drizzling, and it dropped about 10 degrees when it started drizzling and sprinkling.
Heat
real quick, you know.
Yeah, so I do. I know all our listeners know exactly what you're talking about, especially us old dedicated boys that use those stick burners. We know exactly what you're talking about. And, you know, that's a battle. That's a lot of work, and it makes it tough when you have to get into that. It really does. John, give me a minute. We've got some more callers in queue. Let me get these other guys in queue, and we'll just have a big old time here, all right?
Sounds good.
Well, this caller's coming in the queue. This number here is very familiar. A good friend of mine. We compete against each other all the time. I've got several good friends that call in that are competitors that do have barbecue teams. 731-415, this is Keith Webb of Pirate Port. Keith, you in the house with us live. How's it going tonight?
Hey, man, what's going on, guys?
Oh, we got a show smoking already. We kicking it out. We taking Whiskey Ben's show tonight. They needed a break. They needed to come in on Wednesday night, so we're helping Whiskey Ben out and doing a Tuesday night show. We'll be live Tuesday, this Tuesday and next Tuesday. We'll be swapping up with Whiskey Ben. So, guys, if y'all want Whiskey Bent listeners, just feel free to call in, join in. You know, if we've never talked, we will, and become friends and talk again. So that's just how it works around here in this barbecue neck of the woods. What's happening with you today, Keith Webb, Pirate Port?
Nothing. No, Jordan's sick, so I stayed home with a kid today.
Well, understand how that is. I know I've got a little one that is ready to go to Tupelo, Mississippi with us.
Oh,
and I tell you, she's had the fever for last night. She has one this afternoon, and
Lord. Things
don't change. It's just not going to look good for her. She is upset, completely
upset.
She
will be heartbroken.
Oh, I know it. I know it. So we've got to get her better because she is geared up. She has been telling me how excited she is. She'll wake up in the morning and say, Daddy, I'm excited. I'm ready to go to Tupelo. So she's fired up about it just as much as I am. I know we've got a lot of guys fired up, ready to go to Tupelo, and we're just in it and ready to roll, I'm telling you. We did go to pick up briskets today. Maybe we can talk about briskets in a little while, guys. First time for me, I went to Sam's today and bought briskets. So we'll carry that out and talk a little about it here in a minute. I know I've got a couple other callers in queue. Y'all just bear with me. Let's see if we can get them all in tonight. We're going to do our best. If y'all take time to call out, listeners, the number to call is 347-202-0263. If you call in, I guarantee you I'm going to do my best to take your call and get you queued in and be live on the show with Chris Chadwick with all these talented teams out here tonight. We've got them from Colorado to Texas to Tennessee. We've got another caller in queue. I'm going to queue you in. It's 239-872. You will be live and queued in and just about right now. 239-872. You're live with Chris Chadwick. Who have we got?
This is Donnie Overholzer with Viking Fest down in Fort Myers, Florida.
All right. Welcome to the show, Donnie. How you doing tonight, brother?
Thank you. Thank you. We met one of your partners here today at school who's here with Dana Hillis.
All right. Big D, Daryl Mast is down there in Fort Myers, Florida. Yeah. Welcome to the show.
Thank
Glad
you.
To have you on. We've got several pitmasters online with us in queue. Now you're the event organizer for this stop.
Yes, sir. I'm the event
Fort
organizer. We're just in our second year down here, and our event's called Viking Fest. But we're hoping for a good turnout again this year. We had a great first year this year. We're over on the southwest coast of Florida. And we got a great venue here. We've got a big site for the barbecue teams, and we try to do our best to take the very best care we can of them. When I first got into this, one of the things I tried to do is visit a lot of the events in the state of Florida and try to do my homework and find out, what was being done right and what was being done wrong, and try to learn from those lessons so we can make it a pleasurable experience for our teams that come in.
Well, I understand that completely. I'm a barbecue cook at heart. That's what we do. We love to do it. And we just recently tried. We did a real quick organization of an event. And I'm telling you, I've always think event organizers, because it is a tough job. It takes a lot of time, a lot of effort, and a lot of dedication to get one pulled off, especially smooth.
You meet so many great people with these teams, though. That's one thing I've really enjoyed the last couple of years, is just meeting the teams and the cooks and the people. It's like a big old family. And I've enjoyed being part of it.
Man, you're just at the tip of the iceberg so far, so to speak. The barbecue community overall is just a dynamite whole organization. The community, the people are just the best you'll ever meet. They're old-fashioned. They have values. They love to shake hands. They love to meet new people. It's just a good environment. It's like it used to be. And when you go to a barbecue contest, you don't meet a stranger. And you being an organizer, no doubt you meet a bunch of dynamite people.
Yes, sir. Well, we've really liked that. The thing that's been impressive, we kind of work with the Florida Barbecue Association, and their people and our liaisons have been really, really good. But I gotta give a shout out to Big Papa Dana Hillis. He just lives south of us here, and he's kind of been a mentor to me on this thing, and just been a great friend and led me through all the things that we need to do to try to make our event successful. So. And without people like them, I don't know how we'd have got it off the ground.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, no doubt. If you pick up some pro guys that's been in the circuit forever and have been in the competitions, I mean, their advice as far as advisors, their advice is you can't go by it. It's just it's worth so much. It's basically priceless because, you know, they've already been there. They went through it. They've seen the mess ups. They've seen the worst. They've been at the best. And, you know, it's just got to be dynamite information.
Yes, sir. We try to keep learning from them because that's our whole intention when we started out is we wanted to start out our first year doing everything as much right as we could and just keep on improving from there because, and, you know, the only way I see our event building is by treating people right. You know, like I say, those minor things that you learn, like the things that mean the most to them, just number one, the way they're treated, but having the right power, having the right electricity, having the right amount of space for their units and whatever needs they have and staying on top of it on a regular basis. I think it's what we've tried to learn, you know, and hopefully that rubs off and, you know, they'll talk good about our event and it can just continue to get better.
Oh, that's right. You know, you're right. You're 100% right because you as a cook, you go to an event and they say, hey, man, they took care of me. They did whatever they needed to do to make me happy, to help me out, to make my cook so much easier because, you know, these competitions, just not organizing them, but a team going to cook, it takes a lot of preparation, a lot of work, a lot of hard dedication to go, you know, have a good cook. And, you know, like you say, if you've got the right power, if you've got water, if you've got a place set up where they can pull the rigs in and actually set them up where they can utilize what they have, yeah, it's important. And when they say we've had a good cook, 1 year you're going to have 20 cooks, next year you're going to have 40 cooks or 50 cooks, the next year you'll have 100. You know, it's just going to be something that's going to continue to grow. I mean, so every year you have that much more to look forward to because you know it's going to get bigger every year.
Yeah, that's been our challenge. We're just kind of in a little bit of a weird spot in the state of Florida. We're down below Tampa, you know, so we're like that. In the central part of the state, you know, it's easier for a lot of these teams to get to those events and stuff like that. But, it's getting better. We try to increase our, you know, last year we started out with prize money. We're up to about 15,000 this year. And we're trying to build that even higher so we can, you know, make sure. And we pay out good. We don't pay just 1 through 5. We usually spread it out so that, you know, with the price of diesel that these guys driving these trucks today, it costs them money just to get here. We're trying to spread the wealth around, you know, a little bit where, you know, everybody can make some money, you know, prize money and so forth like that.
Yeah, for real. Did y'all hear what he said? 15,000.
Yeah.
How many people are going to go cook at a $15,000 cook?
I know. If you don't mind, I won't do it, but if you don't mind, I'll give you my cell number and you can give it out. We've got still 2 or 3 openings in there, so like that, if anybody would like to call at the last minute, we'd love to have them come down, you know.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, if you want to shout out that cell phone number, you can go right
ahead.
Yeah,
my name is Donnie, and that's all you got to remember is Donnie. The last name you'll never remember, but it's area code 239-872-7787, and I promise you, you will have a good time, and we will treat you right. We've got a big carnival here this year. We've got Texas Hold'em night. We've got bike night, we've got a car show, it's a whole big family event. It should draw really, really well this year.
Man, that sounds like a dynamite cook. So,
yes,
guys,
sir.
If y'all are listening, listeners out there right now, we're going to give this out. We've got a competition called the Viking Fest in Fort Myers, Florida, and it is this weekend?
Yes, sir. We are letting people come in as early as they want on Thursday, or they can come in Friday, obviously. We're going to finish our infrastructure tomorrow with the water and electric and everything, so it'll be all ready for them to come in, anytime that they wish. We have a good cooks meeting. We're going to have dinner for them on Friday night. We've got a big buffet breakfast for all the teams on Saturday morning.
Man, the red carpet is rolled out, let me tell you.
We try hard, really. We seriously do. We try to make it fun, and I just want everybody to know out there, we really try to stay on top of things, and we'll try to make your visit as good as you've been anywhere in the state.
That is awesome. So, like I was saying, guys, this is this weekend, the 15th and 16th. You can roll in on the 14th, on that Thursday,
right there at
Fort Myers, Florida. It's the Viking Fest. They will take teams up till Friday. All right, they're paying out $15,000 in prizes, $15,000 in money. The number to call is 239-872-7787. And the man you'll be talking to, his name is Donnie. So give him a call, and I'm going to give you that number again. It's 239-872-7787. And if they missed it, we're going to give that shout. We're going to shout that number out several more times tonight, and hopefully we can generate a few teams to come down to Fort Myers, Florida, you know, somewhere close. That's going to be one Dynamite Cook. He's got the red carpet rolled out. Breakfast, Saturday morning, supper Friday night for the cooks. I mean, hey, that right there, that's Dynamite. That is first-class treatment, Donnie, I'm telling you.
Well, I appreciate it. And like I say, our whole goal is here just to try to build a good event and, you know, and have it be sustainable over the years. But I'm telling you, people know me down here. I've been around here a long time down in Fort Myers, and I'm kind of anal about things, and that's just one of the things I'm anal about. I want it to be right, so we make sure we try to treat everybody really, really good when they're here.
Man, that's awesome. I mean, well, that's what it takes, you know. And once
if they want to share a beer, if they're in, you know, I want to share a beer at night. We even got our Budweiser guy to donate a couple of kegs that he's going to put in the keg, the cooks area. That's just strictly for the cooks. That's all.
Man, that's awesome too. You know, that just puts the icing on the cake right there. I'm telling you. You know, well, everything. You know, a brew and a barbecue go hand in hand. I mean, that's just how it goes.
Yes, sir.
But you know, and you've got events laid out. That just sounds. How long have you been planning this event, Donnie?
Well, we started right after our event last year. We started working on our second year, but you know, kind of went into it last year. We only had about 3 months before we did. There was one open date left on the FBA tour, and we grabbed it. And fortunately, like I say, Dana Hillis just jumped in there and got us going. But because it's gotten so much bigger this year with the carnival and all this other stuff, it's been a lot of planning and a lot of things. But you know, we're really, really looking forward to it. It's going to be an exciting weekend. We've spent tons of money on advertising down here, you know, radio stations and TV and the newspaper and so forth to draw the crowds in and so forth like that. You know, we've got Dana Hillis's Battle of the Barbecue Junction going to be going on. Oh, and by the way, I didn't mention, we are a Jack Daniel's qualifier. And the winner of our event, we have one of the sites selected in Florida. The winner of our event gets an automatic invitation to the World Food Championship in Las Vegas. They don't have to go through the qualifying process. They get an automatic bid to the World Championship in Las Vegas.
Man, that's awesome. I mean, you're tied right in. I mean, that's just a big time cook. You got a Jack qualifier, an automatic free pass to the you know, World Championship there in Las Vegas.
Yes,
I mean, you know, it's awesome. Now, what type of sponsors do you have for your event this year?
We have a lot of, you know, a big. It's mostly local companies.
Right.
You know, we've got several of the banks, and we've got, you know, PepsiCo and Budweiser, and you know, a company down here. It's based out of here called Chico's. They're a women's clothing store chain, but they're worldwide or nationwide, I guess nationwide, and they're one of our big sponsors. So. But we normally try to work with a lot of local businesses and things here because the events are located at a private high school down here, and a lot of our parents help support the event and sponsor. We've got a gentleman who by the name of Dr. Joe Magnet who owns a company called Vein Specialist, and he's our title sponsor. He's the biggest sponsor of the event.
Man, that's awesome. It just makes it so much better when the community's behind you. You've got all
these
big sponsors helping you out. You know, that's what it takes to make a good event. You know, you've got to have them, and it's tough to get them.
Yes, sir. Well, this economy has been a little bit tough, but we've been lucky so far. And, you know, I think, you know, the economy is starting to turn around back down here again. I think it'll just get better in the years. You know, it'll be a little easier to get more sponsors.
Well, you know, it will.
But we're doing good. We're not complaining. We're not complaining.
No, we're not complaining. But, you know, it's just like your event here. We've got other events all over the states. You know, we're here in Tennessee. I mean, the year kicks off. I mean, it blows up. The barbecue scene is just hot. I mean, every weekend there's some kind of event.
Absolutely. I can tell you the last probably 3 months, I think I can't go every single weekend, but I think I've been to probably 6 or 7 events in the last 3 months, you know, where I just go on a Friday and kind of visit with the teams, you know, because they're busy on Saturday, you know, when they're getting ready for the competition and so forth.
Right,
so I got to go on Fridays and walk around and visit with them and, you know, I actually try to say, hey, why don't you come down to Fort Myers and so forth. Like I say, when I'm walking around, I also kind of keep my ear to the ground and say, you know, if I hear them saying they're having problems with the power, I try to find out why so we don't make the same mistakes here. If they're having problems with water, you know, so I just try to avoid all the pitfalls, you know.
Right, right. Well, you know, as long as you can stay away from that kind of thing, you know, the further away, the better off you are, you know. But power is a huge issue, you know,
I noticed on most of the applications they send out, you know, they put like 20 amps on there, and, you know, we usually do 40 to 50 amps, you know, because it's not, you know, 20 amps is not going to do a whole lot, you know, for some of the guys, their refrigeration and things like that, and then their motor homes and everything else. So we try to bump it up. We can provide just about anything, and we've got a really good water source. Our water is, you know, really, really good.
Well, that's awesome. So, you know, that's important. I mean, just like we're going down to Tupelo, Mississippi this weekend and competing down there. They've got an awesome location. They provide you power's important. Water's important. They have, you know, it's just really run right. It's well organized. I believe this is their third year. And, you know, they work hard to strive to just make everybody just as happy as they can. And, I mean, they stop theirs at 100 teams.
Wow. That's big.
Yeah. Stopped it at 100. And, guys that are out there listening tonight, you know, if you're not competing and you're close or want to make a little drive down to Fort Myers, Florida, there's a huge venue down there called the Viking Fest. If you're just tuning in, you know, it's paying out $15,000 in cash prizes in places, and you're paying what, first place through what,
Right, we're paying first through 10th in each category, and then we're paying first through 10th overall.
First through 10th overall also. Man, that's big, too. So,
yes, sir.
It's a great venue, plenty of activities, plenty of family activities. The number to call.
I can't tell you, the weather is looking awesome for this weekend down here.
That is awesome, too. I'm telling you, we had to cook two weekends ago. They had a winter snow advisory. We were cooking in the snow.
I don't want to make you jealous, but we're going to be about 80 degrees down here, 82 degrees.
I don't want to hear it. You know, and we've got a pit master from Texas on, and he was cooking in San Antonio this past weekend with rain and winds, and we've got a pit master from Colorado, and it's 30 degrees there with sleet and rain and snow now. So, I mean, we've got a lot of guys online tonight, and pit masters just all over the country. This weather has just been crazy this year.
Yes, sir, it has. But it's been down here. It's like been just warm as can be down here.
Well, you know, in Florida, it never stops, does it? I mean, you go in December, January, February, it never stops. Yeah. You've always got pretty decent weather to cook in.
Yes, sir, we do. We haven't had too much rain lately, which is kind of good and bad. It's good for something like this where you don't have the rain on the weekend, but it's a little bit dry, too, so.
That's right. I can see that, too. Well, you know, it just sounds like you've got it all together. It sounds like it's a huge event.
Well, I appreciate you letting us have the time to talk with you about it. Maybe we can get you down here someday. And I know it's going to be a great weekend. We're just looking forward to it and having a lot of fun.
I tell you what, it sounds like a dynamite time. And, you know, I would love to come down and cook. And, you know, a lot of us guys here in Tennessee would love to come cook.
Down here in Florida. The ones of us that are born and raised down here in Florida love Tennessee, too, because that's where we love to go vacation.
I'm telling you, it's just back. You know, it's backwards for us and y'all there. You know, it's the grass is greener, you know. We try to go other places. But I'm going to give your number out the rest of the show,
okay,
about every 15 minutes.
I appreciate
minutes.
It.
And anytime, I'm usually on Wednesday nights, and
okay,
anytime you want to call in or tell, you spread the word to the guys to call in. The show is all about the cook and the event organizers. It's all barbecue. We talk and we take calls and just have a great time. And just invite you to call back anytime, Donnie.
I appreciate it so much, sir. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity.
Oh, yeah, you're quite welcome. Thank you for keeping the barbecue spirit alive and putting this big show on, especially. It takes a lot of work. You've got it going on. We'll be kicking that number out, and hopefully we'll get you some teams down there that can come play and have a good time. I mean, you know, we've had tons and tons. If we don't have them on tonight, this past week our show had thousands of listens. I mean, it was just huge, and it's just it's blowing up. So we'll have archive listeners out there during the week, so you never know when they're going to call you. But just be
okay. I appreciate it.
All right, cool. And you're welcome.
Thank
to call
you so
back
much, and good luck in Mississippi to you.
All right, we sure appreciate it. Have a good night.
Yes, sir, you too.
All right. Man, guys, that sounds like an awesome event. What do y'all think?
That sounds like one heck of an event there.
Wouldn't it be nice to go down?
Be nice and sunny and short weather.
Yeah.
You could wear your white shorts, Roy.
That's right.
Put them golfing shorts on.
Man, I'm telling you. That just sounds like a killer event. Well, we've got a couple of callers here in queue. Let me see if we can get those in and live with us right now and see who we have. I'll take the next one in line here. Maybe we can get them on. The board's working pretty good tonight and strong. We got a caller, 314-401. You're live with Chris Chadwick. Who have we got?
Chris Chadwick, Jeff Brinker. What's going on, man?
What's going on tonight? How you doing?
I'm doing well. You picked me up here when I'm in kind of a bad area with my cell phone, so if I drop you, I'll call you back. But I just want to touch base with you and tell you I'm looking forward to seeing you in Tupelo.
Man, we're ready to roll down to Tupelo and have a big time, and I'm telling you.
Absolutely. We'll bring the insane can posse down and cook hot and fast in those Gateway drones, brother.
I'm telling you. We're going to have a big time. No doubt we're going to let the smoke roll, ain't we?
Absolutely. You know, how can you go wrong with Tupelo and warm weather and Blues Hog?
I'm telling you, you know, it's just going to, I think it's going to roll pretty good, you know. We're just going to have a big time. We're going to sling some sauce. We're going to eat some fine food, you know, and no telling what kind of water we're going to drink down there.
Well, I'm hoping you'll have some branch water down there.
We'll have something. I guarantee you, we'll have something. No doubt.
That's right.
I mean, but between 100 teams, you know somebody's going to have something mighty fine.
Oh, I suspect. Yeah, I think we probably will. So, no, we're heading out of Missouri Friday morning. We ought to be in there Friday afternoon, maybe 2, 3 o'clock, something like that.
Well, it's about 2.5 hours or so from here, from where we're at. Hopefully, we're going to be set up and rocking and rolling by 11:30. You know,
right,
we can enjoy the day.
All right. Well, you've got myself. If there's anything I can bring you, you know, we talked the other day. Just holler at me and let me know.
All right. Sounds good. It sounds real good, and I will. And we will just make it happen. And I'm just excited to be there, and we're gonna have a good time. I know I've got
sounds
some.
Good.
I've got some. Other callers here in queue with us. It's going to be down there too. So it's just going to be one big old meeting. We're going to have one big old meeting and have a good time.
Sounds great. Well, I just figured I'd give you a shout while I was driving back towards the house, and we'll see you on Friday.
All right, bet. We're going to be there. Be careful.
Thanks.
We'll see you then. All right. Thanks for calling in. Glad you did. Bye.
All righty. Bye.
All right. Man, that's great. You know, with Tupelo, it's going to be a big time, big show. We've got guys from all over the country going, and we're going to be cooking and eating. And I just don't know. I just don't know. The question I have to all the listeners out there and to all my callers: when are we going to have time to cook? Well, we've got another caller in queue right here. Finally got this one queued in. Caller 731-676, who we got live with us?
It's Goob.
Oh, Goob.
I was coming in anonymous tonight. Yeah,
you was undercover, son.
That's right. Undercover brother.
Undercover brother. I'm telling you. I've been trying to queue this number in for about a half an hour, and it finally, it's finally worked.
And Miss Lisa was probably putting some voodoo on rejecting it or something. I don't know.
Yeah, she's probably blocked this number and what it is.
Yeah, that's right. She said, you don't need to be talking barbecue tonight. You talk barbecue. You talk barbecue 24/7, you know, 356. You don't need to talk tonight, but I guess we're going to do it anyways. I snuck off with her phone.
Oh, hell.
Well, we
all talking barbecue. Well, dude, we got a big lineup right here with us. We've already been talking. Big event there in Florida this weekend.
That did sound good. I tell you, you know, like I said, man, I wish we lived down that way. They do a bunch down there. You know what I'm saying? The Georgia Barbecue Association, Florida Barbecue Association, and stuff like that. Not to mention, though, we're gonna be doing big things around here for long. So, talk about going to Temple and stuff, and give Beverly and them the hood already. It's going to be Tennessee's probably first big event. You know, be able to go down to Temple and stuff, and then we'll get on a run here, and we'll be able to talk about some of our good things going on. But
FBA's been around quite a while.
And
they've got it going on. They've got it organized, and I'm sure they'd welcome us down there in Florida with us. Being from Tennessee, be glad to have us, But we've got a great line of guys on the line tonight. We've got Assault from the Sky Barbecue Team. We've got Smoking Eggs out of Lubbock, Texas. We've got Pirate Pork here out of Tennessee, and we've got you online in queue too.
Well, man, that's awesome. I thought that was John talking earlier, and then it kind of slipped over, and I thought, well, that sounds like Roa, all the guys are here tonight. That's great. That's awesome.
It's an all-star lineup.
That's good.
Heck yeah.
That's right.
We got barbecue superstars from all over the country tonight. We've had them from all over, and it's just about to start. We hadn't even been on an hour, and we've had a lot of callers, and I want to welcome all the listeners out there for tuning in, listening tonight. We're helping Chad out of Whiskey Bent in the Pit. We swapped up Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and he wasn't able to have a show tonight, and he asked me if I would swap with him. I said, sure, I'd be glad to help you out, Chad, just whatever we need to do to make it work.
That's right.
That's how we do it.
That's where this barbecue family, that's where we work, and that's where we roll. That's right. Help out.
Well, you're right. I mean, whatever it takes, we make it work. We adapt and overcome and make it happen. I know we had a huge show last week. We've had archive listens that's just went through the roof, and I'm literally saying through the roof, the biggest show that as far as archive listens goes since last year. Since July of last year, I was kind of looking back through the numbers, and it was amazing. I mean, we turned on and just turned it on, had a big show, just had a good show. We just talked barbecue, we talked events, and it just went like wildfire. I mean, it's just been, you could refresh the page and watch the numbers grow.
Where we're from up here and stuff, like I said, from Tennessee and stuff, Tupelo was one of the first big events and one of the largest events that will even be in our region this year, a 200-mile drive from West Tennessee and stuff. They put on an awesome show, and we had Beverly and Leslie on last week, and they just put it down like it was, They wouldn't put on airs, wouldn't do it, and that's just the way it is. And they do, they do an awesome job. I can't wait to get there Friday, just get to talk to them, get to see them again, and get this thing rolling.
Well, I'm telling you, the only people we're going to be missing is John Reed, the Smoking Eggs, and Roy Powell. They're not going to be there with us.
Well, I done told Roy. We do. I know he's got a couple of jet planes out there in the backyard. Get in one of them. We'll pick you up. You'll be jet plane flying and limousine riding.
Y'all figure out a way to get us paid, to get us down, get some diesel money. We'll come.
Yeah. I hear you, bro. Well, I think that falls back on your part of it. You know, you got to figure out how to get here. We'll play if you can get here.
We
put on a show and we'll play if you can just get here.
I'm not even going to try to map quest and try to figure out how far that is from where I'm at.
I'm not either.
But I know. Well,
John Junior, get in your truck tomorrow and point it. Just get in your truck and just point it east and run a little south when you get there and drive it hard for probably 2 days and you'll be here.
Take me 2 or 3 days to get out there.
Well, but then, now I tell you, it's going to be worth it. You would not believe. Elvis Burton, he's down there. They still got the little old hardware store up there and stuff. And the story goes, last year I heard it 2 or 3 times from actually people that was there and lived there and stuff. Said, he went in there, him and his mom went in there, he wanted to buy a pistol. And his mama wouldn't allow him to buy a pistol, so he bought a guitar. And that's how that got started. Could you imagine if the store owner and his mama would have let him buy a .22 pistol? That would have been, that's the way things are sometimes. So you just get in your truck and drive this way. It'll be worth it.
Well, I'm just ready to go. I'm not ready, but I'm ready. Are you ready, Goob?
Oh, man, you wouldn't believe it. I come in here we talked a little earlier here about an hour or so ago. I'm going to put some Vaseline up my nose and cover my hands with Vaseline. I'm out there painting on Omo. You got it. Now I know why everybody, I see these new rigs on, they're 3-year-old and they're all for sale. You got to maintain. And I talked to another one of our barbecue friends and stuff, and he said, well, I've got a bunch of people going to Tupelo with me, but I don't have none of them showing up yet. And I said, well, they all want to come down. They said they all want to come down for the party. And I'm thinking, man, the painting and the dealing and the cleaning and stuff and getting started for the first of the year, you need them in your driveway tonight. You don't need them this weekend.
Yeah, I'm glad they're going with him.
Well, you'll have a main time to go to Tupelo. That's right.
Shoot, I'm telling you, we talk about the show. We talking about all the things we have to do to get ready, and we never mention all our friends that love to come party with us. We're there cooking and trying to do things, and they're there partying having a big time.
Right. And like I said, a lot of time when you're going off these, like I said, we're not having to travel that far, but when you're doing the KCBS events and just the mental capacity to know that we're going to have to do 4 categories, 30 minutes apart. You have big meat products. You got small meat. I'm saying you're going to be cooking chickens when you're trying to turn in this. You're going to be, you're going to be glazing ribs and stuff. And it's a whole lot. It's a whole lot for an amateur team. And my wife and I, we had just an amateur team. We go play with the big boys every once in a while and stuff and try to get out there and participate. But, it's a whole lot. It's just a whole lot for us to do. So.
It sure is. It's really hard to do.
Yeah. Hey, that can't imagine. The guys that do it every weekend and every weekend and every weekend. And I've got about 3 or 4 weeks lined up here, and we'll play with them 2 or 3 weeks here. You just got to get you a routine. We talk about the party and having a good time, but I'd like, people that's listening to for the head chef and maybe his next man down or his next gal down or for the head gal and, and her guy, I'm saying, it's a pretty serious deal, it's a lot of work. The prep and the goals into it and stuff and to be able to hopefully go down and at least learn or try to compete on that level. And, at Tupelo, like I said, get 100 professional teams coming in.
A lot of bulls.
What I'm saying? It's just,
smoking triggers, Big Bob Gibson's. Let's see here. I've got the list right here.
There's some bad boys. There's a second tier group there that's bad boys too.
There's a lot of bad boys down there.
Ain't everybody made it to TV yet? But
no, you got Smelly Butts. You got Smelly Butts. Tim Seals down there.
Don't, Mr. Tim Taylor schooled me once this year.
He stole a bunch of them. Killer Hogs.
Gave me an education.
There's a lot of them boys down there that's going to give some educations. I mean,
that's right. I mean, it's awesome. Hey,
we're going to have a good time and cook our best and just have a good time.
If you don't ever go play and go get on that level and stuff like that, you won't ever learn. You just got to keep pushing yourself forward and to learn and do and stuff. We can't wait to get there. It was probably going to be like last year. You and I went down last year together, and my wife and I was laying here in bed, and we weren't going to get up till like 4 o'clock that morning. And we were both laying here at 3 o'clock. I knew she was awake, and I was like, get in the shower. Let's get on. Let's go out there and just make sure the tires are up on the cooker. Make sure the tires are up on the cooker. I'm ready.
Okay.
And we're the same way this year. We're excited to get there. Kind of dreaded it too, because it's a lot of work to it. You know, if you're going to try to compete and stuff, it's a whole lot to it. But I can't wait to get there. I mean, if they would just probably, honestly, just let me in the parking lot tomorrow afternoon, I'd just go down there and sit and wait for 2 days just to get it going. You know what I mean? So.
Oh, I know.
I'm excited. I'm tired of waiting.
Yeah, we are. The thing about it is, as far as going and cooking, we love to do that. We love to compete. But we're going down and we're going to meet and see friends that we've never actually met before and talked to. And that's important, too. That's part of the barbecue world right there. Once you get hooked up and you see all these connections here, there's going to be guys from all over the country we're going to be talking to and we're going to have a good time. I mean, that's just what it's about. We're going to be serious. We're going to cook hard. We're going to do our very best that we possibly can. I'm just excited about going. I really am. So I'm looking forward to it. I know you are. I know Keith Webb, he's looking forward to it. He'll be going down helping Hall County Cookers.
I don't know.
You ready to go?
You've got Ash Kickers going and helping you. They're in for a big time. We've got another TBA member.
Learning curve, we're going to take a bunch of TBA members down there.
Now, there's going to be a lot of TBA guys down there. That's right.
Next year, there'll be TBA members. Next year, that parking lot, they'll have to put it off at 100 again, because I promise you, next year, we'll have TBA members sitting there everywhere. But, I mean, this is our first big cook of the year coming from, close enough that 200-mile range, that kind of run your radar. That gets us in down there, and, there'll be a bunch of people there this year.
Because we call this Tennessee Barbecue Association doesn't mean that you have to be from Tennessee to be in it, because John Rees right here from Lubbock, Texas, he's a member of our TBA group.
That's right.
We've got Tim Seals, which is from Missouri. He's a member of our TBA group. I'm telling you, Roy Powell from Colorado is a member of our TBA group. I'm telling you, we've got guys, serious cooks, all over the country that's a member of our Tennessee Barbecue Association, and this is something that's really going to take off and just become even bigger, and we're excited about that. We work hard. We want to make it happen.
I would love to come that way, before I leave for Egypt next year. So,
Roy, you're more welcome, brother. You can get over here this way. You can stay here with me and stay here with Lisa and I at our house and stuff, and we'll put you up just as long as you want to stay. You can come over and cook for a month if you want to.
yeah. I want to get back that way and maybe do one, before I have to head out next summer or next fall. We don't know when, but
Egypt,
somewhere different.
Well, that sounds interesting. That's different, all right.
Yeah.
I'd love that one. The one in Warrior event, that would be a great event. Maybe to figure out, come back. We'll all get together and go up there and cook and stuff like that. That would be awesome somehow.
Yep.
That would be awesome. I'd love to see you. I'd love to see your family again, y'all just, like I said, Tennessee Barbecue members, and And as far as I'm concerned, I'm sure Chris feels the same way. You're grilling and chilling's family, and I'm sure your Hall County Cooker family too.
Well,
so
you know he is. That's just how we roll around here. That's right. And when we get these Texas boys down here too, you know they're going to be part of it too. And we just waiting on them to get here, or we got to go to Texas. And we're going to take Tennessee to Texas. Are they going to bring Texas down to Tennessee?
We're going to try to work ourselves that way. I'm interested in doing some of the cooks that they're doing out there. The way I understand it, I've learned a little bit myself, and you don't have to invent anything. But a lot of the cooks from Missouri and Arkansas, they come to Tennessee and they go up to Kentucky because there's so many cooks over there that if they're trying to qualify to go to Jack or try to qualify to go to the role, there's so many cooks over there, but if they can come up here and win a championship or go up to Kentucky or Illinois, you have a better chance to qualify to get, you know, they'll pick your name.
A better chance of qualifying to go to the show.
Right.
That's what,
but,
yeah,
you know, but
bottom line.
You know, they've got things going on out there and stuff that I'm interested in. And so I just want to go over there and cook with those guys and stuff and maybe meet John and them halfway or something like that. We do a cook together and you know, it's just.
Right.
Open mind, you just got to keep an open mind all the time. You know, that would be a dream to be able to qualify to go to the Jack, or be a dream to go, be able to qualify to go to, you know, go
American
to the role and stuff.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
there's so many other sanctions things, and of course, you know, we're trying to do some good things with our TBA and stuff like that. And so I've got to go. I want to go support those other, you know, those other groups too. You know, the GBA and FBA and, you know, in the National Barbecue Association.
South Carolina Barbecue Association. I'd like to go
right,
to South,
you know,
Carolina cook. And
sure,
North Carolina cooks, I'd love to go that way.
Yeah, I think you still got some roots out there probably somewhere.
Well, we still do. We still planted down in South Carolina. So we can't wait to go down there. But, Goob, give us a break here. Let's get these other callers in queue. See who we've got coming on board with us tonight. We've got, let's see if we can get them queued in. I think it's going to happen here. Let's see here. Well, we'll just keep talking, and I'll just keep working to try to get them queued in. And
just holler and say, "Hey, they're here." You know,
I'm telling you. No, we just try to make it happen.
Johnny, how are y'all cooks going after y'all? Y'all got about a month head start on us here. I don't know how that works. Y'all latitude lines and stuff, we're about on the same plane, but I think y'all are just a little warmer out there, and y'all get started a little earlier than we do. Y'all been doing a lot of cooks. You pretty busy?
That was directed to who, Goob?
John.
Okay, John. You still with us, ain't you, brother?
Yeah, I'm here. I lost you there for a second, but I'm here.
Yeah, I mean, y'all, like I said, the latitude lines were running about the same here, but I, you know, somehow y'all a little warmer. Y'all get started a little earlier out there. Y'all been busy? How many cooks have y'all done yet this year?
We've done two this year. We could have done three, but we elected not to do one of them. But, you know, we're a little further south, so, you know, it's heating up a little faster.
Right.
I talked to some guys this last weekend here in San Antone that have already done four cooks this year. And,
yeah,
you know, we're originally from Lubbock, so we're 300-plus miles north of San Antone.
Right.
So this we finished up our second one last weekend.
Well, like I said, we just,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
actually this will be in our third week of cooking, I would assume. But as you understood earlier, I was listening earlier, I went and chewed in that, you know, our first cook was our rib shootout that we done in a snow blizzard. So
and that's kind of what we did. I guess our rib shootout was a couple of weeks ahead of y'all's. And,
right,
you know, the weather was okay. It wasn't just phenomenally nice, but it was, you know, it was in the 50s, I think, is what it got up to that day. And then
I didn't even get my cooker inside the little dome that I built in there. It never even reached 50 inside there with the cooker running at 300 degrees. It was bad. It was a bad boy, I'm telling you. Everybody, you know, I know Keith Webb was there, Pat Forrest, they were there and stuff. It was tough, I'm telling you. My wife finally at the end of the day, she said, "I've called," and I knew she was. So I said, "Go get in the truck." And we just got in the truck and just, you know, the fire. We were already turned in and stuff, and that fire turned out. Just skipping truck, wood crank truck. You're right, honey. I know you're golden. I'm pretty cool myself.
Well, it wasn't too bad for us. We haven't had to cook now. You know, we cooked a lot of briskets and stuff for Christmas that we sold. And I'm going to tell you right then, that was hard because we were fighting weather and stuff then. Right. And, of course, just the glorified practices and stuff. But,
right. Well, like I said, I cooked, if you'll remember back, we were talking earlier this year, you know, around Christmas and even around Thanksgiving, I cooked out and stuff. It's a difference when you run in the house and look at your thermometer on your remote control or something, run back under and stick a stick of wood in or stuff. But when you know, when you're doing the competition, you're actually there. And there ain't no ways to go, whether get in your truck or, you know, stand by a garbage can that somebody lit. You know, it's tough.
Well, and that's what happened to us this last weekend in San Antone. It started, you know, sprinkling and really misting pretty good and rained a little bit, you know, and we're just standing around in the mud, you know, all just kind of looking at each other.
That is, I tell you, that's tough. So,
how many teams
rough.
Y'all have
there?
Really it was rough. 82 teams, I believe.
How many I didn't hear?
82.
80, God almighty, I tell you.
82 teams, you know, it was really neat. We got to meet some people, There was not one team there that we cooked against before. Everybody was, you know, people we'd met either through this radio show or you know,
right.
different
right.
pages on Facebook and stuff. So it was really neat to get to finally, you know, shake their hand and visit with them, you know, like S&S, and, you know, Robert and them. They were super nice to us. He ended up walking away, I think, in fifth overall. I think he had
You know, when they put on her, they won grand champion. They were winning a grand champion with some big boys and a big cook.
They are tough. They are tough. We've got these callers in queue now, I believe, 864-621. Who we got? You're live.
Man, it's Daryl Mass from Barbecue Superstars. What's going
Daryl
on?
Daryl Mass from Barbecue
big
Superstars.
Day.
Welcome to the
good
show.
Man. Hey, man.
Man, I'm going to miss you this year at Tupelo.
Oh, I know it.
What are you thinking, man?
Come.
You got to be down there. You got to help us. You got to be a leader. You know, you got to walk around and get everybody inspired and a fire started.
Well, I'm going to be shooting a live television show down here in Fort Myers, and we went and met with the organizers today. And
well, man, I hate your luck. You ain't going to get to be with us.
Yeah, I know you missed out on that, Daryl. I know you're gonna miss the party there, boy.
Oh,
I tell
I
you
know,
what, we had
Tupelo's gonna have everybody at it.
That's excited, right. We're gonna be there. We're gonna be in the house. We're gonna be in Tupelo. We smoking who? We don't need shoot. We got hog canning, grilling, and chilling, and all this up, boys.
The camera. We need you to overnight us a camera before we can do live. We're going to do the live.
And that's a possibility now, Chris. If, you know, you want to do some filming, you can do it.
Well,
send me a memory card.
Now.
I can put it up for you.
And Chris, we're going to do that. That's why I said overnight us a camera. And we're running on a low budget, right? You know how it is.
We have a budget district around here now, boys. I tell you what, we have a good time. Tupelo is going to be a big show. We're going to try to do a little Friday Night Lights live from Tupelo Friday night. We're just going to walk around and try to interview a few teams and give them a shout-out, a little recognition, and just try to meet some of the guys that we don't know. And
well, now, Chris, that's done got around. I had some big company just put out on Twitter to make sure you listen to Friday Night Lights this week. And they got, I don't know, 15,000 followers. So I was really impressed. They excited about you being on Friday night, Chris.
Well, we excited about being there. You know, we're just good old boys having a good old time. You know, it's like the Dukes of Hazzard, just a good old boy. Just good old boy. That's what it is. So
I got to load that one on the radio show. I haven't got that
one
yet.
You do. I need that. You're right. I do. I need that. But, you know, coming on to the show tonight, I felt like Rocky Balboa. I just got pumped up, ready for the show. I was ready to punch something. You know?
People can't cook at Tupelo down here at Fort Myers, are going to have $13,500 on the line. And right now, there's only 28 pros going after it, so you might be able to come down and cash in and make your check.
Well, that makes my mom just get in the truck and never let up till I get there.
I'm telling you, 28 teams, guys, 15,000. Well, you know, that I did tell Donnie I would give a shout out to that number. You know, we've put it out several times tonight, and now's a good time to do it. The guys in Fort Myers, Florida, this weekend, the Viking Fest, they've got a big show lined up. They have rolled the red carpet out. They're treating these cooks like Food Network stars, let me tell you. Let me take that back. Not Food Network stars, Hollywood movie stars. They have got a $15,000 cash payout. It's a huge event. It's, it's going to go. Somebody's going to win it. The number to call, if you're interested, you can get down to Florida, Fort Myers, Florida. The number to call is 239-872-7787. And the event organizer that you'll be speaking with is Donnie. He will hook you up, get you information. You can roll in as late as Friday morning and compete for that $15,000 worth of cash payouts and prizes. So be sure to give him a call. The number again is 239-872-7787. All right. Listeners, we have got a great show. We've had a great show so far. We've got a great show still lined up. We've got some dynamite callers in the studio, in the house tonight. We've got pit masters from all over the country. I do want to welcome our new caller, 806-292. You're live with us. Who have we got?
Hey, Chris, it's Lance. How are you guys?
Hey, man, what's going on?
Lance Moore of West Texas Pitmasters. Welcome to the show tonight.
I was just trying to get ready to do a little compete this weekend. I like you guys.
That's what we're doing.
Oh, we're talking about getting ready. I'm not ready by any means. We're talking about it, but not there yet. Lance,
we've
got a
house.
Wood,
so.
We've already done that. We've got a house full tonight. We've got Roy Powell from the Salt from the Sky Barbecue team with us out of Colorado.
Hey, Lance.
Daryl Mast of Barbecue Superstar, Mr. Barbecue Superstars himself is in the house tonight live with us. We're glad to have him on the line.
Big D!
We're down in Naples, Florida. And, you guys will never guess what just happened. So I'm going to let out a little secret early. Dana Hill said he's going to make a barbecue sauce up right in front of my eyes. It's a new product, and guess what he's going to call it?
What's he going to call it?
Serious business now. He's going to call it Barbecue Superstars Hell Yeah Sauce.
Hell yeah, so there you go. That's all right. That's the way to roll. And then Lance, we've got another friend of yours on cue tonight with us, Mr. Smoking X himself, Big John Reeves right there.
Good deal. Good deal.
And we've also got Keith Webb of Pirate Pork in the house with us, and I believe you've already heard Goob. He is live, large, and in charge here, grilling and chilling me.
What about that West Texas Pitmaster rib rub? Man, that stuff's good. I've been using it at the house.
Well, I need some more.
Tell him it's time to buy some now.
This weekend.
Y'all carry on the show for a minute. I've got to take a break. Y'all take care of it for me.
Got to take a pause from the call. Yeah, Dick, we're going to miss you this year down in Tupelo. I was excited last year, and you can imagine how excited I am this year to go back. You know, but I'm going to miss you. I'm going to miss you and your beautiful wife. You know. But y'all got to do, and we got to do, too.
We had a good time, and, you know, there's going to be so many names, the big names up there in Tupelo.
Yeah.
But it's just going to be a lot of fun just to walk around and view who all's there.
Yeah. But it will be, and you know, and I mean, we're just excited. Like I said earlier, I could leave tonight. I could just go with it. If they just let me park in the parking lot for the next 2 days and not charge me anything, I'd leave tonight. I'm that excited about it. It's that, to me, you know, I mean, it ain't no problem about it. This will be our biggest show this year, to go to Tupelo and get to compete on that level. And I'm going to sure get a stool and like it, you know. But it's okay, too. You know, you got to learn. It's at least to go down there. I'm going to get to play and get to do my scoring against the best. You know what I mean? The best of the best. You know, and they're there. You know, when you talk about Johnny Trigg, Mike Davis and stuff, you talk about some bad boys, they know how to cook stuff. You know, they're going to win every weekend. So you can kind of put your numbers up against them and you know where you stand.
Mm-hmm. Well, that IBCA, I know a bunch of IBCA fellas on here. Where are y'all cooking next week?
Well, I'm not doing IBCA actually this week. We're headed to the Sam's Club Challenge in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Wondering if you were going down there.
Yep. We're headed there. We'll probably get a little schooling too. They got some of the top ranked teams in the nation right now in Kansas City in that thing. So. Mm.
You'll get tried on for real, won't you?
I think IAB 30, which was Oak Ridge Barbecue's Team of the Year in 2011, and I think they're running close, like number 5 or number 6 right now in the toy points in KBCS. And then Route 44 Caterers out of Arizona, they're going to be there. Oh, there were several of them that were going to be good. Possibly Mo Kaysen. So there's only, I think, 19 of us, but it's going to be a tough one.
Yeah, that's right.
So we'll see how that goes.
Look, we got us another IBCA guy. Are you going to be competing tomorrow or this weekend?
John.
Do what now?
You going to compete this weekend in IBCA?
You were talking to John. You were... Smoking X on that?
Yeah.
You still with us, John? We must have lost it.
Must have lost him over there. I wondered.
Okay, guys. I'm back with you now. Thank you.
Oh, good.
He was unplugging the extension cord or something. We were losing people.
Y'all been kicking my callers off?
Have you already bought your meat for the weekend?
Matter of fact, I went to Sam's today, and actually picked out two choice briskets. And usually I just call them, come in, order meat, and usually I just get what they send me. But I went and picked me out a couple nice briskets today, and 12 and a half pounds, and ordered shoulders and butts and ribs, and I've got to go pick my chicken up. And, Goob, you got all your meat ready?
I do. I've been fortunate this year and I'm gonna give them a little I've got IGA, which is the International Grocery Association, on board this year. They're gonna help me out, help grilling and chilling out, and we got a case in this past week and good looking. But you see the weight on them. See, and if you remember back when we were talking around Christmas stuff, the weight on these choice and prime briskets is a lot lower. It's some of the stuff that I've been used to cooking, you know what I mean? So, it'll probably mess my times up. We were talking 12-pound briskets now, not 18, 20-pound briskets. Because, you know, the ones I were getting some stuff, you know, last year and trying to compete with and stuff, were heavy and they were fat.
Yeah, they were
selecting,
yeah.
Different ball game here, you know. I hope it don't mess me up too bad.
I bought extra salt and pepper for my... Oh, I shouldn't have said that's my secret rub, salt and pepper. I did pick some of that up, some salt and pepper today. I got my special brisket rub, and then I bought some apple juice too. Oh, I shouldn't have said that either.
Here we go down this dangerous and this long and snaky road.
Hey, I'm still sending some of this aspirin that you requested there, Chris.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Now,
didn't you say you
were going to
try that on your chicken this time?
Yeah. I've got some special smoking wood for grilling and chilling down there this year. I'm gonna slide them in a piece of
I'm gonna have to take a box for them and lock all my stuff up.
Special select pine.
We'll be down here in Mississippi. That's where they grow them big tall pines, cook them light poles and stuff from. They may be a team or two down there cooking with pine. You can't never tell.
No, Marcy, there might be a few. I hope there's a lot of them cooking with pine down there.
Jesus. Yeah,
that'd be about 99 of them.
You're right. Would that be awesome?
Yeah, it would be.
Bring a whole big load of that, and we'll just kind of add that in. You know? I got a couple of pictures I haven't put online yet that the mojo brick that it's my son-in-law and my wife splitting and cutting wood, and that was grilling and chilling, team grilling and chilling's idea of a mojo brick with a 24-inch split of hickory.
Yeah, that's what we use around here, too. You know, we'd like to get old Fred in online one of these nights and have him tell us a little about Mojo Brick. One of these nights, maybe we might get a hold of him. We do have another caller in queue, guys. Let's welcome him into the show and see if we can get them queued in. Sometimes it works and sometimes you don't, but we will make it happen. You know, hickory is what we usually use around this neck of the woods, a little pecan, or as Georgia boys say. And
I'm not behind the curve this year. You know, I had some trees laid down because I've been actually here. And I hate, like John, y'all, out there in Lance, y'all had to buy y'all a truck. But we had had some trees that blowed down and we cut up. And I thought they would dry better than they did on the ground, but they didn't. I've got a pile full of greenwood out here that probably ain't gonna be worth nothing until about 4 or 5 months. So I'm actually in the market to buy some. So
well, I've guys, we got this caller in queue. Let's take a break and let's welcome this caller 731-616. Who we got live with us tonight?
Scott Casey.
Welcome to the show, Scott.
What's going on, guys?
Glad to hear from you, my friend.
I'm sitting here. I couldn't get it pulled up on the computer, so I thought I'd just call in, see what y'all were doing.
Well, that's the way to do it. That's right. If you can't find us one way, get us the other way. Don't be deterred. We'll be here. We're doing it.
Well, did you talk about the TVA tonight there?
We hadn't had an opportunity. We mentioned a little bit. We're going to get it in here. I think we'll have an opportunity to get it in here in a few minutes. Since you called in, I guess we'll just talk about these and things that we're hoping
bring,
to get going. Chris, is that through to you? Or?
Yeah, we will bring that up just here. We've been trying to cover a few areas here tonight. We've had several good callers in. We've got several pitmasters in queue with us right now from Colorado to Texas to Jackson, Tennessee.
That's awesome, man. Just
callers
think about it.
From Florida, from we've just had them from everywhere. Lubbock, Texas. I mean, Fort Myers, Florida. It's just been a good show. Had a lot of callers from everywhere, and we're glad to have you with us, Scott. We are talking Tupelo. Are you ready for Tupelo?
All I got to do is pick up my meat in the morning, and my choo-choo train's going to be headed south.
We'll be ready to roll. And you got the world-renowned, world-famous pitmaster going with you, don't you? I believe his name is Kevin Hamlin.
Yes, sir. We're going out there to kick some butt and take names.
Well,
You almost choked me. I thought that same name.
We're going to smoke a little butt, too.
Well, everybody likes to smoke a little butt, rub a little meat, smoke a little butt, and it all goes hand in hand.
Are you ready for the police escort?
That is awesome, ain't it? I can't wait. I was telling some guys that. I said, man, we'll pull in down there, and you think you're a prisoner or something. You know, they'll line you up and put you in, you know, let you roll, man. They'll take you down there. And, you know, the cops last year when we were doing that, I thought, damn, one of them cops fixing right over something. They were on the motorcycle bike.
They
pull up there. We just happened to be in front last year on our procession. And, man, they fly around us 50, 60 miles up the next slide, and then one come in there sliding sideways, squalling down. I thought, man, they just wrecked. I thought that'd be hell.
Chris, are you ready for Tupelo?
You know, Scott, I'm excited, and I'm ready to go down there, but no, I'm not prepared. I'm going to try to get, I've got two more days, and I'm going to do my best to be ready. But it's just hard trying to get it all together right around this area. And we're going to go and set up. We're going to do a live Friday Night Lights show. So we will be interviewing you as well as some others, and we're going to go around and meet. I just can't wait to meet a lot of these guys that we talk to a lot.
Right. Honestly, I did, you know, put a... I can go on our feeds and stuff, and our Facebook page and stuff, and I can put a face with it. But as far as shaking their hands and, you know, giving a little brotherhood hug and loving and barbecue brothers, you know, I'm excited about that.
You know, you came to Jackson to Sam's today. You could have come help the brother out while I was doing all that work on my trailer.
Well, I didn't know. We tried to do a quick run. We didn't even eat anywhere. We just tried to do a quick run down because I had to come back and work. And before I knew it, it was 5 o'clock, 5:30, and I had to get home and get ready for this show. And you need to give me a heads up next time, and I will hook a brother up. I'll help him out.
Well, you should have called me. I could have picked you up some Wagyu briskets over in Memphis in the morning.
Really? Well, you know, I'd be afraid. I wouldn't know how to cook a fancy piece of meat. We usually...
Nothing to it, Chris.
I mean, we Who's used that? To the... oh, me, but we just...
Chris, you going to take any special kind of shoes with you while you're going down there?
Well, I'm gonna have my boots, my hip weighting boots. You know, I'm sure there's gonna be plenty floating around. I'm telling you, you know, we have some boots. You know, there's no telling what all is gonna be floating around down there. You know, I'm sure to be knee deep.
Darryl, Friday night, are you going to do, are you going to be doing something live or anything with them down there, videoing or anything?
Yeah, Big Papa's Battle at Barbecue Junction. It's a barbecue chop. And I got the second episode loading now, but this new camera I got just does such a strong HD that it's going to take 28 hours to upload it to YouTube. And I've never had it.
We get better and we go behind, but we'll get it figured out. Yeah, and I tell you, I'm gonna give you stuff. I'm enjoying some of the live feeds and stuff like that. I know you're gonna get them better, you know, as we go and stuff. But now that I've got a lot of good information out there. The biggest thing I was interested in is maybe what you've done down National Barbecue Association was restaurants and stuff like that.
The
PhDs, you need to know that. And
yeah.
If anybody can, they can go back and get the archives and read that, or look at it. It helped us a lot. That we're building a barbecue joint this year, and I did pick up a lot of things. I thought, you know, that's right. I need to know that.
Did you see where the fellow was doing that speech? He's talking about you got to make a system, you got to make a list.
Right.
And man, he named off 5 different types of restaurant owners and why those 5 types don't make it. And
right.
I sit there, and I've owned, you know, a bunch of stores and stuff, and I said,
right.
Well,
you
I'm that one.
Yeah, just like I was. That's right. You know, and
that's
it's simple things, but you need to know those things, and you need to write it down and know that when you start down your road. To trying to be a business owner or being a barbecue joint owner or what, and you go, yeah, that's right. I know that. I know that. And it was good, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's you know, it's important to know those. You know, it's always helpful to have. You know those.
Well, you know, and I think I'm hoping that like this show here, your show, and the things that they're all doing, that will help. My biggest issue is a lot of times is when I see people take maybe their retirement and maybe they've lost their job, something like that, or the corporate, you know, these things that's going on now in our world. So, and then they take their retirement account because they're a good cook or they've done some competitions, they're trying to do this or they want to do this, and they'll take their retirement and say, well, we'll make this. But there's a few key elements of doing things like that, that fundamentals that you've got to know. If you don't, you know, maybe you've missed it somewhere or you forgot it. Maybe you were a business owner and your business went out and we're going to go a different route now. So those videos that you done down there, they were actually helping me, reminding me a bunch of things that, you know, 20 years ago when I went into business, I knew those things or I learned them. I didn't know them, but I thought, man, I'm glad I paid attention to that because it reminded me of things that I need to get accomplished and things that I need to do before we even start this.
Yeah, just really informative stuff, Daryl. That's the key. I mean, you've always had put out. And guys, just tuning in tonight, we've got several callers in the house on the show. The number to call is 347-202-0263. If you'd like to call in and talk to us, we've got Pitmasters in queue, lined up, ready to talk. We've got just all kinds of talent here. We've got just ready to take a few calls, answer some questions. We love to talk flavor profiles, sauce, rubs, ribs, brisket, chicken, but it does not matter. It's all good in the barbecue hood. So if you've got any questions, give us a call. We'd love to answer a few questions. We've got, if you want Texas style, Tennessee style, we've got some South Carolina influence in the house tonight. You know, we've got some Colorado culinary expertise. You just give us a call. We would love to have you on the show. Love to talk barbecue with you because this show is all about you and the barbecue. So back at it. Lance, you know, we're ready for a website. We want to work on a website. We definitely got to get with you next week and hopefully get some things up and coming and running and ready to roll on that website. We're just excited that you're willing to help us and
Anybody that's not looked at Lance's, they need to go to West Texas Fishmaster and his website. Wow, it's awesome. I mean, it is, man. I couldn't help it. It's a better site than people that's got millions of dollars can build. I mean, it was awesome when you said you offered that up to us. And I thought, man, what am I going to do? I mean, I went on and I looked at it. I thought, damn, dude.
Not a problem.
Yeah, he really said that. I heard him. He said that.
Damn, dude. This is great. I was thinking about, you know, because we were friends on Facebook, but I hadn't had an opportunity to actually, and I went over and liked your page, but I hadn't had. And, but when you said, hey, we can do this, and I went over and looked at it, and then went to each category and looked at it and stuff, and I thought, man, this is awesome. So. And of course, you know, it was different to see you're willing to help us, and you're a barbecue brother. So you've already put everything in place. As I go up there and write somebody a check, and I start telling them and they're going, so well, no, you don't need to. You know. See, you already built it. It was awesome. I would recommend anybody that's listening to this show, or anybody, Daryl, anybody that you know. We don't overload Lance here, but. He put off. He says it's an awesome show. I enjoyed going on it, and I'm looking forward to the TBA being on awesome like that.
I said it was just something I kind of threw together in a couple of weekends. I had one side up, and I'd been wanting to do that, and so I finally jumped off in May, and I spent a couple of weekends on it, and I got it up and running, and I said it still needs more work, but it serves its purpose.
Well, it does. It is. I think it's, of course, I guess, you tell me, because that's your end of the, you know this. I guess you could have somebody that kind of looks after it and runs it all the time or something. It's got to be updated, and kind of things we're thinking about doing for the TBA. And we're excited about our what we get going for the TBA here. We're going to be up and coming and running, with your help and stuff. We got a foot in the door right now. There's different people that's calling us, contacting us, stuff, different venues that's wanting us to come in and stuff, that like what we talk about, like what they're seeing. And we went up there and said, hey, we put on a competition in Snow Blizzard.
And what I ended up doing with mine, because that was something that I always had a problem with, was that anytime I wanted to update it, I had to go in into the code of it and write it.
Right.
And one of the biggest things that I did was I went to WordPress, and
right.
I actually embedded WordPress within my website, and so
right.
I actually have a blog site that I just go in there, and when I want to write something about whatever I'm doing or whatever, I can blog it, and it'll update automatically onto the website, and I don't have to go in and write any code or anything like that, just blog.
Right.
And that helps out tremendously.
Man, I'm glad you're on our team. What you just told me, I thought you was telling me how to cook beef ribs or something. I don't know.
Someday you're going to say, I wish them boys of Tennessee just leave me the hell alone.
You're talking to some old West Texas redneck, ain't much better around here. You'll be fine. We'll get it done.
We sure appreciate it. We just ready to get some things going. We're working hard trying to make this happen. We've had the rib shootout, which was really successful. I know it was a shoot from the hip kind of thing, and we made it work. And it was fun time.
We got the worst conditions behind us now. You know what I'm saying? The rest of it, we ought to be able to start making those baby step forwards now.
Scott,
there
did you have an opportunity to talk to those people down in Bolivar?
I actually just got off the phone with Chris Bell, and they are on board, and you and I have got to be down there Monday to buy his lunch.
So we'll do it. That's not even an issue. Now, understand that we know we're going to have to build a dairy in July. We're going to have to split. I'm going to get three burgers for a dollar, but that's not a problem. Are any of those going to Tupelo this weekend? Is Chris and his dad, do they cook, or are they just promoters?
Well, he's fixing to get married, and he's moving his wife in this weekend from Colorado.
We need to talk to him before Monday.
I've got about 22 years of experience in on that. I know more about that than I do the box of barbecue cooking.
Let's go over and talk about this just a minute. You'll be better off dealing with those barbecue boys. And never mind, they may be listening. I'll hush.
I can't. Did y'all hear that? Goob said he was going to hush. Can y'all believe that?
You know better. I ain't going there.
That's fine. Keith Webb, Pirate Park, we have not heard anything out of you tonight. You want to join in on this conversation?
I know. He's been kind of quiet.
I just listen, man. I get a better kick out of hearing it than saying it. I ain't got to worry about hushing and what comes out of my mouth.
What I'm saying? I don't mean to be overbearing like that stuff. I'm just excited. I'm excited about going to Tupelo. I'm excited about TBA. I was excited about a rib shoot off. I was excited about things that, people are wanting us to be involved in and stuff like that. I can't help it. I'm excited. We go talk to people and stuff like that. It's our show too. You cannot imagine that the dreams and hope and aspirations and my cooking team and the things that TBA is going to do this year, my friends and stuff. It's going to be an exciting year. The barbecue industry and it's just growing so fast and stuff. and I'm so excited about being on board at this point. You know, I don't want to wait 10 years. 10 years from now, it'll be gone. But we're in right now, and we're trying. We're going forward. And it's going to be awesome, man. I can't explain that much. If anybody's listening, it's a TBA member or anything like that, I, you know, it's the things, the people, the things that we're talking to and doing and stuff, the ideas we've got going on, everybody's on board, it's going to be awesome.
Well, that's right. That's something, we did, Daryl, if you remember when we did the interview in Tupelo last year, I just started the TBA, and we were really working hard to come on board, and we started promoting it, and it's just really taken off, and we've got a lot of dynamite cooks there that participate in the group. You know, we are going to make it. It will be a sanctioning body here in Tennessee. The force is too strong for it not to be now. We're just working it hard. It's just going to be a good positive sanction. I think it's going to be something that's going to help all these small cooks. It's going to be something that's going to add some money to the pot as far as payouts goes. If you are a member, you will have benefits being a member of the TBA. So it's just got a lot of positive aspects to it. One thing we won't tolerate is any bull. You know, we like to cook some beef, but we're not going to tolerate any bull.
You say anything about it, Chris, and I've owned my own business for 20 years, and I've had three or four businesses head up. So at all the time, I've always had to go and beg and talk people into stuff. And it's just the only thing that I've ever been involved with. If when we mention it, everybody's excessive, you know what I mean? Everybody wants to hear about it. And everybody's got their hand. Anybody want to be involved? And you got a dozen people holding their hands up. And any time else that I've ever tried to do anything in business or be a leadership or try to take something forward, you had to just go.
They didn't
necessarily want to be involved. You had to go and prove it and show it and stuff. And this, they already, I think, in our barbecue brotherhood and stuff, they know that we need it. They know that we could probably put it in place. And, you know, and everybody's just holding their hand up. I'm in. You know, I have not had not one person tell me, well, let me think about it. Not one. And that's just, you know, in industry and business and stuff dealing with that, that's just almost unheard of. You know,
right,
everybody,
right.
Everybody's at Downton Thomas, and everybody that I talk about TBA, they're on. You know, it's just amazing.
I think I'll be in too. Can I get a cook by proxy? It's a little hard to run over that way, but maybe I could cook by proxy.
There you go. Yeah. You can get a proxy cook. We can get somebody to proxy you in and put you in the cow.
We all deal with our businesses and stuff like that, and every idea you come up, you ever try to launch a new line, or you're trying to do something else, you're trying to get somebody else or another contractor on board or something like that to go with you, and you have to go and convince them. This deal here, every time that I say anything about anybody, they ain't even got to be cooks. I mean, I'm talking about, I can just go up to get online or be talking to somebody that's a mayor of a community or a chamber member and stuff, and I can just say the TBS, well, I've heard a little bit about that, and I can imagine how they even hear about it already, and I can just tell them things that we, you know, what we're about and our values and what we're going forward with and what we want to push for, and they say, hey, can you come to talk to us Wednesday? We do a meeting Wednesday. Can you come talk to us? Or just like what Scott just said a while ago, buy me lunch. They're ready.
That's good. That's what it takes, and you just gotta put that positive foot forward, and everybody, you know, they are excited about it. So I'm really excited for people to come on, because it's when you have an idea and you work it, it starts to appear. And you realize it's going to happen, then that makes you excited also. So, I mean, like I say, we've got a lot of good stuff going on.
contacts, Middle Tennessee, East Tennessee, all over the state. It is a positive thing. Everybody wants to get into the barbecue because it is such a popular. It's going to be. It is a popular sport. It is just blown up. There's not many weeks out there, weekends out there that's open now for a competition to even form.
Well,
you've got so many out there
now that because everybody, you know, all the municipalists want to be on board and they want to do it, and everybody wants to be involved and they want to do it. The biggest thing right now is. I see. If anybody's listening, they need to get a hold of Chris or I. It's trying to get some help. It's not going to be an issue whether we're going to do it. We're going to do it. It's just how much help we can get and how fast we can move. If we can get the help, we can move fast. If we don't get help, we'll just have to do what we can do. But, you know.
That's right. And it takes work,
you know,
too. I mean,
don't be a doubting Thomas. Don't, you know. It's going to work. It's going to work.
It's already working.
So it's working. So, I mean, any help we can get or something like that, anybody wants to donate their time or help or stuff, be on board, you know, please get a hold of us and get a help. Like I said,
it is a demanding position. You do have a lot of, you can and do spend a lot of hours. All these event organizers, we know what you're going through. We know what you do. We know what it takes because it's the same principle. And as long as we've got some good people backing us and some good support and some volunteers that are really into it, it's just going to continue to grow. And that's what it's all about. Just good.
Well, I kind of feel like we'll have a core group of people that will, you know, it's kind of like
what Granddad would say. You know, boy, don't worry about it. The cream will rise. You know, and if that's kind of the way it is. So there's going to be a lot of people involved and stuff. But we'll get it finally. And we're just little babies here. We're just getting started. But the cream will rise, and, you know, and we'll know who's going to be supporters and who's going to help and get us in different venues and stuff. That's enough of the TBA, I guess. Because if you let me talk about it, we'll talk all night, and the show will be cut off, so.
Well, the show's going to be cut off in a few minutes.
You're
about out of time.
I'm just excited. You know, I'm just excited about it.
Well, we always like to give a little time to talk about TBA here on the Chris Chadwick Show. I mean, we do that. That's part of us. That's part of our barbecue world. And if, you know, FBA cooks, GBA cooks, South Carolina Barbecue Network, any of them that want to call in, we'll be glad to listen to what's going on in your association or network, because the MBN, KCBS, just whatever, anybody wants to talk sanctions. We love to talk sanctions. We love to talk barbecue. But, guys, it's amazing how fast 2 hours can roll around. And, you know, we usually talk right up to the last of the show, and we're trying to give a shout-out to all of our teams and our Facebook pages, our Twitter pages. We're going to start a little early tonight, and we're going to let everybody give a shout-out to their team. So, Roy, we're going to start with you and give you some time to tell us who you are and what you got.
All right. Hey, this is Roy Powell. I'm up here in Colorado. My team is Assault from the Sky Barbecue. You can find me on Facebook at Roy Powell or my team page, Assault from the Sky Barbecue. That's about all I got.
Well, that sounds mighty good. And as always, we greatly appreciate you calling in to the show. You're always welcome here, and look forward to seeing you as soon as we can, brother.
Oh, yeah. It's hopefully here soon.
Well, hope so. You know, we just take a day at a time. That's all any of us do, seems like, and we just make the best of it, and we definitely always look forward to seeing all our barbecue brothers wherever they may be. We do want to give a shout-out to Jeff Brinker tonight. We are sure glad Jeff called in from Missouri. Just can't wait to meet Jeff down in Tupelo, Mississippi. He's a fine cook. He seems like one heck of a guy. And just wanted to thank Jeff for calling in also. We really appreciate it, Jeff, and look forward to seeing you this Friday
Can't wait to meet you, brother. Lance, you up next.
This is Lance Moore, West Texas Pitmasters out of Plainview, Texas. You can find us on Facebook under Lance Moore or under West Texas Pitmasters, or you can come to our website, www.westtexaspitmasters.com. And I hope you guys all have a good weekend, and good luck in all your competitions. And we'll be heading out ourselves Friday morning, see if we can't win a little bit ourselves.
Well, Lance, good luck, brother. Wish you the best of smoke, brother. And just go have a good time and let the smoke roll.
We're going to do it.
And we also want to thank John Reeves from Smoking Eggs for calling in. He is he calls in from Lubbock, Texas, and he calls in. And we sure appreciate John calling in, too. You know, without y'all, there wouldn't be a show. And we really appreciate John calling in, too, you and Lance and all the Texas crew that listen and call in. We just invite y'all all to call in anytime. We'd love to promote your product. We'd love to talk to you. Anything barbecue, we'll make it happen for you. We'd love to support you, too. And Lance, appreciate you calling in, too, my friend.
Anytime.
You're quite welcome. I appreciate you calling in. And, Scott, give us a shout-out. Tell everybody a little about you.
This is Scott Casey with Tennessee River Porkers. We're out of Jackson, Tennessee, and we're looking forward to the big cook in Tupelo this weekend and the TBA getting off the ground.
Amen, brother. We sure appreciate you calling in. And, you know, that's right. We're working hard. We're going to make this TBA a big dynamite thing, and we just can't wait to just more and more cooks, you know, just I wish we had more time and more money where we could go do more cooks. That's what I'm telling you. We appreciate you calling in, though, Scott. And we'll talk soon. You know, hope all this Bolivar lines up. That'll be exciting for that to be a part of it, too. So hopefully y'all will have that all worked out. That sounds really good. I'm excited about that. And thank you for all your help, too. We appreciate it, Scott.
Yes, sir.
Keith Webb, Pirate Port. Let's just give everybody a shout out there, my friend.
Pirate Port, it's on Facebook. You can get in touch with us on there or under Keith Webb, either one. Be glad to hear from you.
All right, Keith, thank you for calling in. As always, we appreciate all your support and all your help, too. That's Pirate Port in McKinsey, Tennessee. Appreciate it, Keith. All right, Goob, give him a shout out, brother.
You know, I'm dangerous, brother. I'd like to thank Milam Farms, Independent Hubs, Angus Association, and our local Lakeway IGA, Independent Grocery Association. There's one in every neighborhood. They're some of my sponsors, and I'd like everybody to know that Team Grillin' and Chillin' is a sponsor of the TBA, and we support them, and, you know, good things are going to come, and I appreciate you, Chris, for having your show, and Daryl Mays for letting us be involved in this. It's going to be some good things going on, guys. And I love and appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you. Bye.
Well, dude, we appreciate you calling in, too, and thank you very much. And appreciate your friendship. I'm glad you called in. You're always welcome on the show, too, brother. So we've got another caller in queue. We want to get him in before we run out of time tonight. Caller 484-358. Who we got here?
Hey, my name is Chris Mumall. I'm with Zombie Barbecue up in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
All right, Chris. Welcome to the show tonight. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, man. I jumped on at kind of towards the end. I was working. I'm actually down in Florida in Orlando. And just thought I'd jump in and say hello to everybody. I might try to get in on these calls a little more.
We would love to have you. This is Chris Chadwick here. Let's Talk Smoke. I'm usually on Wednesday nights. We're helping Chad Ward out of Whiskey Bit in the Pit tonight. And taking over and doing Tuesday for a couple of weeks. We're going to do it this Tuesday and next Tuesday. But you are always welcome to call in, brother. And we'll talk Q. Your way and talk it our way. You know, we just have a good time. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, that sounds great. I normally always listen to Chad, and thought I'd listen to Greg over on Outdoor Cooking Channel. And I just found out about found out about your show, so I'll definitely be listening in whenever I can.
Hey, well, I'm excited to have you. You know, like I say, we're all just good old barbecue brothers around here. We talk to you. We talk it brisket, chick. It doesn't matter. We talk it. We love to do it. You know, we got a big competition down in Tupelo, Mississippi this coming weekend, and we're all jacked up and ready to go, man. I'm telling you.
I bet. I'm excited. My first one for my team is going to be Pork in the Park up in Maryland.
Pork in the Park. It sounds you know, this one in Tupelo, they cut her off at 100, so that's going to be one of my bigger events. How big is this event that you're going to go do?
Yeah, they do about 114 teams up there. We've been in the past 2 years, and you know, we're still kind of learning and stuff, and we had some team changes going on, but I feel like we're doing pretty good. We got a couple calls on brisket and pork, and we're just happy to be cooking.
That's awesome. Yeah, I know what you're saying, brother. We love to go cook, and we love to have a good time when we're there. That's what it's all about. And when you get around a bunch of guys liking to do the same thing, you're just going to have a better time.
Absolutely.
And your team name again is Zombie Barbecue?
Yeah, yep, Zombie Barbecue. I'm on Facebook, Zombie BBQ, you know, is the end thing. Otherwise, my website's Zombie Barbecue, that's a Q with a C, .com. You can check me out, shoot me an email, chris@zombiebarbecue.com, spelled out.
Okay.
And, yeah, cool. Anybody wants to chat, yeah.
Cool, we will. We'll look you up. We'll look you up on Facebook, and we always like to meet new guys and have new callers. We've had them from Texas tonight to Colorado to Florida, Tennessee, Missouri. We have them calling from all over the country, and we just love to do it. We love to talk it, no doubt.
I hear you. I can't. Whenever somebody approaches me about barbecue, I can't shut up.
It's on, baby. I'm telling you, it's on. There's no stopping us. That's exactly right.
All right, I think you're just about ready to wrap up. It looks like it's almost 9, and so I'll let you go, and I'll tune into the rest of the show, and then maybe I'll catch up with you next weekend.
Hey,
or next week.
Look forward. That sounds awesome. Just call back anytime. You're always welcome. I appreciate you calling. It's good to meet you.
Will do. Nice to meet you guys, too. Take care, everybody.
Okay. Sure. All right.
You too. All right.
Y'all have a good night. All right, guys. Well, this is Chris Chadwick of the Let's Talk Smoke show here on blogtalkradio.com, Barbecue Superstars. We've had another dynamite show. We've had a lot of great information, a lot of great guys calling in tonight, pit masters from all over the country that has just we just have a good show, and I enjoy doing it. And I think, guys, y'all enjoy calling in. I sure am glad you call in. We just have a good time. That's what the barbecue community is about. Good people, great food, and an awesome time. We do want to give a shout out. This number here, the Viking Fest in Fort Myers, Florida. The number is 239-872-7787. And Donnie is the event organizer. He's taking teams up till Friday morning for this event. $15,000 in cash prizes. So give him a shout out and see about it. This is Chris Chadwick. I want to thank my sponsors, Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce, Grill Great, Meat Rake, and also Maverick Industries. Thank you very much for listening. Until next Tuesday night, good night.
Evening.
Guys, thank y'all for calling in. We appreciate it, and hope y'all all have a good week, rest of the week, and good luck in your competitions this weekend, and we will talk next Tuesday night. Be sure to listen Friday night. We're going to be live at Tupelo, Mississippi.
All right, I'll try to check in for that.
That'll be great. We're going to interview all kind of teams, and it'll be Friday Night Lights, and we'll be live Tupelo interview, and hopefully we'll have Chris Lilly on board, Rod Gray, Johnny Trigg. We're going to get them all to shout out. So we'll have a good time. Y'all have a good night. All right. Just call on down, Lance. All right, brother. See y'all later.
We'll do it.
All right. Bye, y'all.
See ya.
Bye.